manifestation.
Oh, I'm doing an update.
Yes.
We are in the new building expansion of the addition of the Children's Center.
Okay. So are you ready to accept new children yet?
No, we are not. We are far from it. We still have a couple months of work underneath our belt before we can start accepting anybody.
Okay, so where are we at now? Let's talk about that.
Right now we have the drywall up on the ceiling and some of the insulation in here, but we still have a lot of the final touches to do. There's electrical going up. We have a fire alarm system that has to go in still, and just a little fine details of painting and the walls to be finished in here.
The space that we're talking about, what classrooms and what age groups are going to be affected?
So the Sunshine Room, which is our 3 to 4 year old preschool classroom, they will be expanding about another 5 feet of classroom. So they're going to be able to add an additional possibly 2 to 3 kids to her classroom, depending on the space of the square footage. Then we have a new classroom that's going to be called the Raindrop Classroom, and that'll be the 2 to 3 year old classroom. So it'll help break up the classroom from the nursery and the toddler area to kind of just help expand our space. And this could go from anywhere from 10 to 13 students, depending on the square footage also. And we are also adding, in addition to the Rainbow Room, we have 12 kids enrolled now, but we could go up to 20 to 24 in that classroom.
Wow, so the preschool age would really see a significant jump in space.
Yes, and that all just depends on after our licensor comes and she's able to get the square footage down to know how much square footage we have per child to determine our numbers of how many kids will actually be in the classroom.
And when is that inspection happening?
She will be here in May, right before Mayfest weekend. So if they are far enough along, she'll be able to say, here we go, this is what we're doing. If not, she'll have to come back once they're all done with the work.
There's a very long waiting list for the Children's Center.
We still have that wait list. It's probably about 50, roughly around there.
Okay, and then with the expansion, how many more might you be able to enroll?
Well, depending on when our licensor comes and she measures and whatnot, we could go probably anywhere between 20 to maybe 25 more kids to be added in here. It all depends on our square footage.
So you might be able to cut the waiting list in half?
Yes, the hope is to cut it in half and to have more places for more kids.
The work's been mostly volunteer.
Yes, it has been. We've had Rocky's Marine come, and they have volunteered to help put our roof up at one point. The Coast Guard came and did some insulation work for us. We've had other people in the community stop by and, you know, just help out for a couple hours here and there. You know, some people just can give an hour, but they're here giving an hour, and it's been mainly Jim Schwartz and Bob Lynn have been doing a lot of the construction work here.
How long has this project been going on?
We actually got the materials in town on December 10th. And so they got the pilings drove before that, but they got the materials December 10th, and they have been working ever since then.
So the inspector shows up before Mayfest in May. When do you think the soonest might be that you could add new kids into the center?
Probably most likely June, July time, around there, maybe right before the new preschool year to roll around or the new school year to roll around. We're not going to jump the gun just yet and start enrolling people. We want to make sure we have the space before we start enrolling people.
And then right above us, there's looks like some orange piping. Is that the sprinkler system?
Yes, we actually just had our sprinkler system installed, and it is officially good to go as of yesterday. So now we have a fully functioning sprinkler system in our building.
And remind me how the funding for the center is kind of a mix of different things.
We have all sorts of different funding. We are a nonprofit organization, so what our parents pay us, and then we have grants from the Catholic Community Child Care Grant, and then we also have the Child Care Grant. So we have two different grants that we get money from and our income from the parents. But then when it comes to the expansion, we have had many people donate money throughout the community, and we are also right now in the process of applying for two grants.
Will you have to hire any more people with the expansion?
I will have to have roughly 5 more people to be hired here. So we're going to have an opportunity for more openings of work for people.
Are those full-time positions?
Yes, they are. Well, there's only one that's not full-time, and that'd be the cook position, because he's leaving in October, but the rest of them are all full-time positions.